This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The first Rashi on Chumash, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Loi Hoya Loi Lahaschil Ela Mehachodesh Hazalochem. Simple pshat, Rashi says the Torah is not a book of history. The Torah is a book of mitzvot, so it should have started with the first mitzvah. So Rashi says, Koyach Ma'asav Higid La'amai, that the Torah begins with Ma'asav Bereishis, because we need to know God created the world and He gives Eretz Yisrael to whoever He chooses. So the Pashut Pshat is, Rashi's answer is, the reason the Torah starts with Ma'asav Bereishis is to explain what is our right and what is our claim on Eretz Yisrael. But the Gra Na'aderes Eliyahu has a revolutionary pshat in Rashi. Says the Gra, Rashi was never bothered at all that the Torah should not begin with Ma'aseh Bereishis. There's no question the Torah has to begin with Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis is the Yesod Emun of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem created the world ex nihilo, yesh me'ayin. Most of the mitzvot of the Torah are zecher l'Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Gra says. What Rashi was bothered by is, yes, we need to know Hashem created the world. Why do I need to know the Maisa of Chum and Canaan? Why do I need to know the disparaging story that Chum and Canaan treated their father so despicably? They castrated their father. Why is that recorded? What do I need to know that for? That's in Bereishis, so that I understand why God took Eretz Yisrael away from them and gave it to us. Yes, it's Eretz Canaan, but look what Canaan did, and because he did that, God took it from him and gave it to us. So there was never a discussion about the appropriateness of starting with Ma'aseh Bereishis. The discussion was, why include the story of Chum and Canaan, says the Goyin, and the answer to that, says Rashi in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, is Koyach Ma'asav Higid Li'amei. What a spectacular reading of Rashi, and what an amazing understanding of the first Rashi in Chumash, from the Gra Na'aderes Eliyahu, wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.